Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Durst reaches third base with a triple. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is hit by the pitch. Wurstler moves to third. Webb moves to second. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Haas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Durst hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Durham, and towards Reagan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Oliver scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Reeves reaches third base with a triple. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 0-for-2 in the game. Toett takes first base on ball 4. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Toett. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Toett steals second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Durst moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey strikes out. Connolly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mahaffey out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Durst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Durst reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wurstler for the out. Durst moves to third. One out. Otis Miller pinch hits for Bill Reagan. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to second. Jack Quinn now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing second base. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Homer Suma pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Danny McFadden now pitching. Homer Suma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suma hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.